8. The Storm. As we struggled on, nearer and nearer to the sea, from which this mighty wind was blowing dead on shore, its force became more and more terrific. Long before we saw the sea, its spray was on our lips, and showered salt rain upon us. The water was out over miles and miles of the flat country adjacent to Yarmouth, and every sheet and puddle lashed its banks, and had its stress of little breakers setting heavily towards us. When we came within sight of the sea, the waves on the horizon caught at intervals above the rolling abyss were like glimpses of another shore with towers and buildings. When at last we got into town, the people came out to their doors, all aslant and with streaming hair, making a wonder of the mail that had come through such a night. I put up at the old inn, and went down to look at the sea, staggering along the street, which was strewn with sand and seaweed, and with flying blotches of sea foam, afraid of falling slates and tiles, and holding by people I met at angry corners. Coming near the beach, I saw not only the boatmen, but half the people of the town lurking behind buildings, some now and then braving the fury of the storm to look away to sea, and blown sheer out of their course in trying to get zigzag back. The tremendous sea itself, when I could find sufficient pause to look at it, in the agitation of the blinding wind, the flying stones and sand, and the awful noise, confounded me. As the high watery walls came rolling in, and, at their highest, tumbled into the surf, they looked as if the least would engulf the town. As the receding waves swept back with a hoarse roar, it seemed to scoop out deep caves in the beach, as if its purpose were to undermine the earth. When some white-headed billows thundered on, and dashed themselves to pieces before they reached the land, every fragment of the late hull seemed possessed by the full might of its wrath, and rushing to be gathered to the composition of another monster. Undulating hills were changed to valleys, undulating valleys, with a solitary storm bird sometimes skimming through them, were lifted up to hills. Masses of water shivered and shook the beach with a booming sound, every shape tumultuously rolled on, as soon as made, to change its shape and place, and beat another shape and place away. The ideal shore on the horizon, with its towers and buildings, rose and fell. The clouds fell fast and thick. I seemed to see a rending and upheaving of all nature. By Charles Dickens.